Otherwise, with Shadow Twala, see the world from a woman's point of view.
Founder of the fantastic agency, Fanny Siegerman, joins me now. Hello, Fanny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I opened my newspaper on Sunday and I read about you.
Yeah.
And I think, but don't we have enough modeling agencies, enough already? And you thought not.
No, I don't. I think there's so much space for more. Yeah, I think that things need to change, and I think that there's a huge space for that.
So what is changing? Because you want to, I think models, and I think thin, wiry, hungry-looking girls whose clothes we can't fit into. So what's your idea of a model in today's times?
To me, it's unrealistic. It's problematic. It's not healthy to portray those kind of images all the time. I think that there's so much beauty out there, and I think that things need to be a bit more interesting now. You know, they need to be realistic. People want to see other people that actually look like them, but they also want to see people that are pushing their looks in interesting ways and kind of stepping outside of the norms in their personal capacity. And I think that's interesting at the moment.
Because you've also been a model, what happened in your time as a model?
Well, I'm very short to be a traditional model. So I missed out on a lot of opportunities because of that. Immediately, they look at your height, they look at your measurements, and they cast you aside. But I ended up working as more like an alternative type of model. And I also worked as a casting director. So I was seeing what was what the brands were wanting, what directors were wanting, and that a lot of the agencies couldn't fulfill that.
Who sets those rules and who sets the tone as to what a perfect model is like? What height, what weight, what looks, how the skin color and all of that? Who decides? Can we do it ourselves in this country, or do we get a kind of signal from what the West and all those beautiful magazines require?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's so entrenched in the industry and in the media in general, and I don't even know the origin of these these rules and these measures, but they seem to be so entrenched, and it feels to me that we need to kind of look at it and go, why do models have to be this tall, why do they have to be this thin, etc., and decide for ourselves what we actually want to see.
But now, what sort of research did you do? Because you may have these wonderful ideas of a more curvaceous girl, and, you know, height doesn't matter, it depends on, you know, how you present yourself. But you need to sell it to somebody. Somebody's got to buy it.
Yeah, definitely. What I noticed is looking at overseas agencies that are starting to sell the norms and do a little bit more, alternative scouting, see how the big reaction they were getting, and overseas brands, you know, H&M doing campaigns where they have all different types of people, and Axe deodorant changing their campaign around to incorporate all different types of masculinity, and I thought this should be happening here, and you know, we are sometimes a little bit late with these things. But I think that it's definitely the rest of the world is catching up quickly.
I think one company I can remember many years ago, I think it was in the 80s, Benetton, they kind of broke the mold, and they were getting more realistic, and I think that's almost where we want to get to. But even 100%. Go beyond that, because we need to deal with transgender issues, and they too need to see themselves. How were you dealing with that?
Can you rephrase that for me?
No, I was saying transgender models. I mean, are you opening doors for them as well?
Oh,
because that's what the world is doing.
Yeah, I mean, I had an amazing agency in Cape Town, and we started the first non-binary division there. And it was the first in the world. There was no modeling agency that said, okay, my model doesn't feel comfortable being on the female or the male board. Let's create a new board for them. And that was quite amazing, the response to that. It opened up doors for a lot of people who never thought they could be models because they didn't feel comfortable or wanted.
Mm.
And it also opened a lot of eyes in terms of brands and people in charge of things, seeing, okay, this is something we need to pay attention to and we need to get our heads around this and get with it, you know?
So how are you scouting for your models?
Mainly Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why Instagram?
it's such an amazing tool of self-expression. So you can really get the essence of someone by the way they portray themselves, selfies and things like that, and also their personality. And, you go down a rabbit hole. You look at one person, you click on their friend, and you just find such amazing people. And to approach them on Instagram, they're also quite comfortable with that. So it's actually my main tool.
Do you take cold callers, people that come to you and say, look at me?
Yes, definitely. I take applications. There's a description on my website of how to apply. But, yeah, it's open to everyone.
So where did the word fantastic come from?
Sorry, say that again?
The name, the fantastic name that you called it, why fantastic?
I had some terrible ideas before, and this felt right. And it's just a positive, it's a positive name with a positive message. Everything is just fantastic, you know.
Okay. And who's on your books? Who's on your books right now that we may know? Who are you making famous right now?
Well, I don't know. There's so many, you know, we're still babies. The agency's only 2 months old.
Yeah.
But like, keep an eye because there's some people that are really like gaining a lot of traction, and I'm really excited to see where that goes.
Okay, we'll be watching. We'll be watching very closely. Just where do we find you? Are you online as Fantastic?
On Instagram, The Fantastic Agency,
mm-hmm.
and my website is thefantasticagency.co.za.
Thefantasticagency.co.za. Thank you so much, and all
Thank
the best,
you.
Sunny.
Thank you.
All the best. Take care.
Okay.
So it's thefantasticagency.co.za, and that's where you'll see the type of model or where she's taking it to.